We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, we're back, 7 o'clock hour. This ought to be interesting. I see Spencer Dinwiddie, who is the Nets' best player, 20.6 points per game, has tested positive. So he said, I'm done. I've done this enough. I think it was, by the way, was it his second positive test? I think it was. I think he had one earlier.
I think it was, right.
I think he just said, listen, whatever they're telling you, I'm done. Got a second one. And Bradley Beal, no surprise, I saw this coming. When he was thinking about it, And now they're saying his shoulder, you know, his shoulder hadn't gotten any better during the break. I'll tell you what didn't get any better. He looked at that roster that he was playing with, and he goes, this is a waste of friggin' time. Right. I'm out. I'm making money. I'm going to make a lot more money. I'm out. I am not playing. I'm not going to Orlando to get my ass kicked. I'm done. So that's it for the East, man. That was it for that.
Yeah, but they're going to have to try to get a full team together between Brooklyn and Washington. Between Brooklyn and Washington, there's guys left and right not playing. So, like, I wonder how – is Brooklyn going to be able to field a full team at this point?
Yeah, they're good. Right. They got plenty of guys and all those guys you've never heard of that don't get off the bench, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 that they have signed will play a lot of basketball. But, yeah, they threw in the towel. So, are you kidding me? Have you seen how bad this team is? And their two leading scorers, both out. That was it for that. So, I don't know, man. It does take away from what they're trying to do. I know the best teams that have a chance, they're all playing for the most part. You got drama in Utah. They're kind of saying they have a chance, but their two best players don't really like each other. Look what the coronavirus has done to even that team. One guy gave it to the other guy. They're mad, although there's a lot more to that story. If you had a chance, Sports Illustrated got a great article about the two stars of Utah and why they don't like each other, and it looks like we got a divorce on the way. Let's just call it a separation. They're going to finish this thing, but I will be shocked if Gobert and Mitchell are playing with each other next year. I will be really surprised if they're both in Utah. And I'm guessing.
Who do you keep, by the way, Joe, if you're the GM of that team?
Well, it's not who they keep. Who wants to keep them, Zach?
No, I'm just saying. But who, if you? So I don't think Donovan. One guy.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell wants to stay in Utah.
Right.
But I want to keep Donovan Mitchell. He's younger. Right. He puts butts in seats. The other guy's good. Listen, he's a nice piece, and I mean he's got some monster numbers. He puts up as a center. He does, you know, he's been Defensive Player of the Year a couple of times and all that stuff. You'd like to have him on the team. He seemed like he plays hard, but apparently there's other issues. Like, he wants the ball more, and when he doesn't get it, he lets everybody know and those type of things that we don't hear about in Salt Lake City. But, yeah, it's clearly Donovan Mitchell. I mean, it's Donovan Mitchell is – apparently he didn't like Donovan Mitchell shoot so much, and yeah, they got some issues, man. They got a few problems. Who knows? Maybe a lot of teams go through that same stuff. But so we're trying to figure out what's going to happen. We do know this: Inter Miami tonight against Orlando City, 8 o'clock on ESPN. I guess it's going to be. I didn't realize this till last night. The first major team sport in this country. That returns, and it ends up, the winner is Major League Soccer. And who would have thought the first team back, Inter Miami, will play. And again, team sport. Of all the big sports, they beat everybody to the punch. They had a couple of teams couldn't play. COVID-19 kicked the crap out of a couple of MLS teams that went home and gone, nah, we ain't healthy enough. Our coach got it. 10 players got it. Spreading like crazy. We're going to go ahead and head home and see if we can't get our season started. Try to get everybody healthy. And that's, by the way, that in a nutshell is where we are right now in sports. What soccer's going through, and they're up in Orlando, that is what everybody else goes through. And by the way, that's an outdoor sport. I mean, right? That's, we're not talking about indoor soccer. We're talking about outdoor.
Correct.
I'm like everybody else. Even the commissioners are going, there's a little bit of a hole from, you know, that we can't control playing indoors. And then I heard, it was really interesting yesterday too. I heard some of the NBA players talking about, I know I'm good fine when I'm not playing. I'll play video games and follow the rules and take it easy. But I don't trust any of the rest of these guys in this league. I don't trust the young guys. I don't trust the guys that realize they're playing, but their teams have no shot, that still get the itch to go out. And
well, that's why they got that private line to call. You know what I mean? So you could snitch on somebody.
Yeah, but I heard that yesterday, and I was like, yeah, there's like, I'll tell you what I'm most concerned about. And I was like, oh, what's this? They go, other players. I don't trust them. Mm. And how serious are teams that have no shot going to take this thing compared to the top teams that are looking, going, I got a chance to really kind of steal an NBA championship, because it's going to count. It's going to count on somebody's going to go, I won an NBA championship. It's going to be LeBron's fourth. Is it, you know, it's going to be Kawhi Leonard's, what, third? What are we looking at here? Is this Kawhi Leonard? Would this be his third or fourth? He's got one in Toronto. He's got one or two. Now I'm not sure. Did he get one or two in
San Antonio?
San Antonio. This might.
I think he only got one.
Did he just get one?
They beat the Heat. Yeah.
Now I'm not sure.
I don't
sure.
know if they won before that.
They played the damn Heat so much, I got confused on what they did. So that's where we start on
but
that.
But wait, you are right about this. If you're a player on Phoenix, or if you're a player on, you know, Phoenix is six games out, so they realistically were the last team invited, because that is the most amount of games out of the playoffs you could be to make this little tournament. Or if you're Washington right now, a player on Washington, and you're, what, 5.5 games out, and half your team is not playing. You know, like five guys aren't playing now for your team. Are these guys going to take it as serious? Are these guys not going to want to try to go and do something? They're only going to be there for what? What's the 8 games? Going to be 2.5 weeks?
That's a long time. Let me say this, too. I mean, I people are talking about this. We're not going to be the first ones to bring this up that I'm going to bring up right now. So you're a single guy. You just got a big, fat contract. And all of a sudden, you've done something you haven't done in years, like no female companionship, to put it nicely, on this morning show. You're telling me, and this is what they're afraid of. This is what the other players are worried about. Like, I'm not worried about guys on my team, except maybe a couple guys at the end of the bench who may not play a lot. We'll stay on top of them. But, yeah, guys got a lot of money going, I got no shot. Orlando hoe-chasing is going to be a sport too, or calling somebody to come in, or how are you going to stop that? You're going to tell me all those guys, we're not going to have that, going to another hotel to meet somebody else, somewhere else? I mean, that's what those guys are worried about. They're not worried about guys going out golfing or guys maybe going bowling, because the NBA's already said in spare time they're going to have that set up.
Right,
they're going to have sports that those guys like, and within the bubble, they're going to have some of this stuff they can do. Right, they'll have rules for the guys that love to golf, and everybody seems to be golfing, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that stuff that happens late at night, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Get on the phone, your body starts to change as a man. You're getting that feeling. That little guy on his shoulder goes, you know, you kind of owe it to your team, but, oh, what the hell? They won't miss you. You'll never get it. Right. You'll be careful. She told you she took the test yesterday.
Right, right.
So I just, that's a concern, man. Like, some of those guys are saying, like, I'm worried about other players. What are you worried about most with this coronavirus coming from? Other players. Especially, you're not going to worry about LeBron James. LeBron James has got one thing on his mind. The Clippers players, especially the best guys, they got one thing on their mind. I think the guys have been around. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're not flying anything into town here. But you know, you're there. Got a chance to win a quick championship. Start up, get off to a good start, and get rolling. And see if you can't steal one. Maybe somebody's really good, looks flat. He's got a different starting five. Some of the guys come back. I'll tell you what, LeBron's going to earn it if he wins it all with that group that he's playing with. Jeez. That group of guys that we talked about yesterday, he's got three of the most disgruntled throughout their career guys that are going to have, some of them are going to have to play. Dion Waiters, Rondo, right? And I just, I mean.
J.R. Smith.
And J.R. Smith.
Right.
Who, that's, you got your work cut out there.
Right. It's going to be an interesting lineup on the floor at some points for the Lakers when you might have to play two or three of those guys at once.
And the other thing is that the Patrick Mahomes critiquing of his contract yesterday, and it's not that good, and it's not the biggest. The guaranteed baseball contracts are better. Well, of course, guaranteed's better. Less and guaranteed. But I got to tell you, if Patrick Mahomes, I thought this last night when the articles came out, you know, there was a lot of negative stuff about the article, about the contract. I said, listen, man, if he plays, and there's a good chance he's going to be good for a long, long time because they're going to always look like put weapons around this guy. If he has a career anywhere from a Wilson to a Rodgers to a Ben Roethlisberger to a Brady or a Breeze, something like that, he's gonna make every dime on that contract except maybe the incentives. But he's gonna get the $450 million. He's gonna get that money. Those quarterbacks, there's still a shortage of those real special guys. He's gonna get that money now. The contract part of it, that he could lose a lot of that money, is a career-ending injury. And I don't want to make it sound like they haven't happened. We have had guys that haven't been able to come back, or, you know, we got a guy that was his, that played in front of Patrick Mahomes for a year that he saw. That went to Washington, and I saw a special on this guy's comeback.
Holy moly, right?
Yeah, like, stop that. It, man. I know you want to come back. I'm like, just get back to normal for your kids where you can jog and walk and if you want to play a little flag football, but stop it. Stop it. Stop that.
How many surgeries did that guy have, Alex Smith?
He almost lost his damn leg. Like, right, like stop right. it. Stop. You're done. You got a lot of guaranteed money. It's a great story, but there is no way Washington's going to let him play again. No way. They're going to look at that leg and go, yeah. Can't wait to have you back. That's good. There's a reason they drafted a guy in the first round.
That's right.
So, it can't happen. But I got to tell you something, man. There's also, if he plays this, and again, I don't think he's going to reach every incentive for the $503 million. I don't think that. That'd be impressive. But he could get the $450 now. The $400-plus he's looking at. And as long as he stays at the level of those guys I just said, they ain't getting rid of him. They're not getting rid of that guy. So I think there's a good chance. Listen, I take my chance. He likes the contract. More importantly, I find out his dad and his uncle played Major League Baseball, encouraged him to take a long-term contract when others said, don't do it. Take a 4 or 5 year, play great, and then get a bomb of a contract in your late 20s. Nope. He went, let's just go for it. I like it here. I want to help out. I know I maybe could get a little better contract, but I want to help out these other guys by going on the cheap the last couple of years and taking this extension. So he's fine with it. So you can break it down however you want. It's a lot of damn money. Even like, he's going to see most of this money. Anybody thinks he's just going to see the $140 million guarantee and that's
no
it.
No way. Right. No way.
He's going to be fine. So
and still young enough quarterback-wise, like you said yesterday, to probably get another 2 or 3 year deal after that.
Maybe.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
Listen, he got 12 years to worry about before we talk about
I know that. I know.
Another extension and see if if he does, because, by the way, then he will be looking a lot of money by then if he is able to do that. All right, Zach, so we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff. You can join us, 305-567-0560. Don't go away. The athletic director at University of Miami will join us at 8 o'clock. Blake James, Drew Rosenhaus will join us later. We'll talk to him about the contract, talk to him about opening up training camp, the differences with the NFL and NFLPA trying to get things worked out. Still not on the same page as the season gets closer. Zach, what do you got for me?
All right, I want to tell people about something new that's coming to town soon, something that's going to change the way you look at jewelry, the way you look at diamonds, the way you look at diamond shopping, jewelry shopping, the whole deal. Diamonds Direct. Yes, it's coming very soon, and it's opening very soon in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall. This is going to change the way you think about jewelry shopping. If you're looking for an engagement ring, wait. Wait it out. Wait till Diamonds Direct opens up, or any piece of diamond jewelry, because when you discover the all-new Diamonds Direct, you are going to be mind-blown from all this. It's a diamond powerhouse started by former diamond wholesalers. No middlemen, direct importer prices on exquisite diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Like I said, rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, you name it. More diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place at prices you've never thought possible. When you walk into one of these jewelry stores and you see a couple diamond rings, a couple pendants, a couple of this, a couple of that, this is going to be way different. You're going to be mind blown when you see what they have out there for you to buy. And why pay that 30 to 40% more than you need to? Diamonds Direct is here to change the game in jewelry retailing with a selection that's up to 30 times what you find at an ordinary jewelry store. And prices are guaranteed to be the best anywhere in America. That stunning showroom is going to be, you're just going to be wowed. You're going to be wowed by Diamonds Direct. South Florida's direct diamond importer, Diamonds Direct. Don't buy that diamond until you see this refreshing new game-changing concept in jewelry shopping. Like I said, opening soon in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall. Diamond price relief, it's on its way, folks. It's coming for you. Diamonds Direct is coming. You're going to love it. Opening soon in Boca Raton, right in front of the Town Center Mall.
Welcome to the Guaranteed Mechanisms Show. Like, what the hell is that?
You've now fully confused me again.
Lee Steinberg, man. The well, by the way, that guy has been a great. I think HBO did a special on it, or 60 Minutes did. I happened to be watching years ago, because at one point he was the hottest NFL agent there was. Going back, I still remember his first client was Lee Steinberg went to Berkeley, and his first client was Steve Barkowski, who was, if I'm not mistaken, the first guy taken in the draft that year by Atlanta. And that kind of started it, right? And then he started getting all kinds of first-round picks, and he was getting got some really good players out of Cal that were getting drafted high, and he started really taking off. Then he had some problems and just lost everything. Well, listen, what a hell of a comeback. He's got Patrick Mahomes, followed by Tua and Jerry Jeudy in this last draft. Two first-round picks out of Alabama. So it looks like if you could handpick a couple of guys, that's not a bad way to go with the amount of money he's going to get. All those guys getting that front-loaded, it was a hell of a year for him. And not to mention, whatever the percentage is of that contract is, as he gets through it every year, and whatever the amount is, and every time he gets a big chunk of change, the agent is going to get his little piece. Man, that, my God, that's crazy contract. That's going to add up real fast. So Lee Steinberg, who is a West Coast guy, has really made a hell of a comeback for himself after hitting rock bottom. Kind of a nice comeback story. I had a chance to talk to him for a few minutes at the Super Bowl, and I said, "Hey, Lee, man, it's been a nice comeback for you." I mean, he used to represent Doug Bedders and some of the guys on our team as well.
Right.
And so he had a rolling pretty good there. Of course, the money wasn't like it is today, but going way back when those guys weren't making this kind of money. But and he's getting up there. I don't know how old Lee Steinberg. He's got to be close to 70.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I can imagine at this point.
Guessing five, late 60s maybe. But yeah. But anyway, we got all that stuff to we'll have coming up here. Yeah, we're a little confused as we get set. The Mayor Jimenez stuff yesterday with the governor, an emergency order to no emergency order to semi-emergency to... I feel sorry for people living in Dade County. Hell, maybe it's that way in Broward right now, too, of what you can and can't do. And how much is it going to change as we move on here? And again, governor comes down. And I felt like, I don't know if you watched that press conference yesterday. I don't know if they were on the same page exactly. It kind of didn't want to throw each other under the bus, but that was a... That was a crazy one for everybody down there trying to figure out. So,
well, the problem is that there's the governor coming out and saying things about the state that are going to happen, and then you have the mayors of each city kind of having their own rules and regulations also, and it doesn't seem like that everyone's on the same page. That's the problem. There's not even mayors basically in the same city or close to each other on the same page. You know, between Mayor Jimenez. And the other mayors in Dade County also. So it's just a little weird of what's going on locally and in the state in general. You see schools are going to be reopening, and then it's like, well, schools are not going to be reopening, and these are the four options. I don't think anyone's got the right answers right now, so everyone's just throwing anything against the wall and seeing what sticks.
I have a really good idea, though, for like two guys that need to sit down and have a little lunch together before they shut everything down. There's no question they don't like each other, and they have differences no matter what they say. And, you know, sometimes in politics there's a lot of, like sports talk radio host, there's a lot of fraudulent moments and, no, we had, you know, we have to run, you know, and then they get little jabs in. But Mayor Suarez and Mayor Jimenez need to sit down and have a little talk. I mean, they really do. Like, maybe some of the other guys down there, politicians and know both guys, can kind of get them on the same page here. And I know Mayor Jimenez is the mayor of the whole county. Mayor Suarez is the mayor of Miami. And sometimes everybody gets confused when we hear in Miami's, and, you know, well, it's not Miami. It's actually Miami's, as everybody knows, is a piece of Dade County, but it's not all of Dade County. And I get it, but boy, you talk about being on different page and two guys that don't seem to really care for each other.
Right.
I've gotten that over the last month and a half or 2 months that those two are on a different page, right? As far as even at one point, one wanted to shut the airport down and one said, hey, I'll make that decision. Keep it friggin' open. We're not doing that. It's pretty crazy.
But it's not even just the politicians crazy at this point, right? Like, I had a walk yesterday somewhere by me, and, you know, everyone is wearing the mask differently. Like, you have some people that are wearing it around their neck. You have some people that wear it just around their mouth and have their nose exposed. So, like, everyone's kind of doing their own thing.
Welcome to our new world.
No, it is. It's frustrating because it is hot out, and I'm wearing mine because they said you can get a ticket if you don't.
Right. You're wasting. First of all, do you think any police officer really
wants to
give anybody a ticket?
I don't, like, because I see a ton of people walking down the street without them on. So I don't think anyone's enforcing it. But then you go inside. I went inside a drugstore, and again, half the people are wearing them, you know, on just their mouth, or they're wearing them around their neck or whatever, or their top of their head, and it's like no one seems to care.
No, well, like, I have figured out, even bringing it up here, like, it's a waste of time, even talking about the mask. Like, I every day you listen to people talking about wear the mask, you got to wear the mask. People got sick, said, I blew it, I should have had the mask on. And then there's just people that are just, no matter what you say, they're just not buying the mask living.
They don't believe it helps.
They're like, no, this is something made up. Like, these health experts don't know what the hell they're talking about.
We heard from the medical doctor yesterday, you know?
Which one?
The lady who said she was the medical doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we heard from the medical doctor.
I was trying to figure out which one. There's a zillion of them.
No, I mean just the soundbite we heard.
We have them locally. We have them nationally. We have them at universities. We have the president's got his own team. Everybody's got... public health experts. They're running around everywhere with charts and numbers going up and down and serious stuff and hospital numbers and everything. We got numbers for everything, man.
By the way, if you're a fan of the Karens, I have plenty of Karen stuff to get to in the headlines coming up.
Oh,
I have a couple of updates, by the way. One guy who got canned and another guy who actually made a lot of money.
All right.
Wow. That's a good tease.
And a fresh Karen for us as well.
Okay. And then we had, I didn't realize the guy, I was watching the news about the guy that got out of his car that said he was with the Navy SEALs for 35 years. And his daughter came out and said he was never in the military. He's been doing this stuff. He just, he was a badass in the military and the police. And you're like, she goes, no, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Get called out by your daughter.
That's, I guess he had some badass military suit put together and everything. But like Navy SEAL for 35 years. First of all, I don't know if you can be a Navy SEAL because you're a badass. I don't know if you're a badass for 35 years.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
At some point you move on to something else, right?
Like I went to school. One of my best friends ended up going to ROTC and becoming a Navy SEAL. And his ass retired early. He been retired for a long time. So, but yeah. Everybody, the crazies are out, man. They're everywhere. The crazies are out. Do you know who I am? Do you know what I do? Like, everybody's lying. Like, don't say that, man. We can find out. Don't lie. Try not to lie too much. Please. Getting out of cars. It's crazy out there right now, man. Be careful. Be real careful. Hey, we got Hollywood's headlines coming up. And,
wait till you see the details we got on this one guy.
Oh, I can't wait.
We got everything on this guy.
This man, is a good tease.
Stop teasing me so we can get to it, man. Hollywood's headlines coming up, and he's going to be on a roll here in just a minute. But first, I want to talk to you about a guy that's on a roll every day, Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage. Have you done it? Have you called him or texted him about refinancing? The rates on your home, you're not even sure, but you think it might have been in the 3 or 3.5 or 4. Well, why not get it in the 2s? Fixed rate mortgages when you refinance are in the 2s now. Man, these are low rates like we have never seen, man. Fixed rate in the 2s, no prepayment penalty. Oh, my gosh, this is a lifetime opportunity for you, especially if you don't want to deal with banks. And in a lot of cases, Michael Kotze is getting a lower rate than the banks. Like, listen, he's knowledgeable. This is what he's done. He didn't just get hired by a bank. He doesn't work limited hours Monday through Friday. He works 7 days a week. This is what he does. He and his staff, this is how they make their living. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is going to help you get great rates, can answer all your questions quickly, even if your credit score is headed south a little bit over the last couple of months. Don't give up. Let Michael Kotze help you out. Let him worry about it. You tell him what the thing is. You can talk to this guy, man. Easy to talk to. I called him even about my marriage one. I said, hey, Michael, can you help me a little bit, man? Hey, he's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. Call or text him and find out for yourself. Easy to work with. The service is fantastic. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Please make the call or text them. Get a low rate. Save hundreds of dollars every month now.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, that was a hell of a tease, man, before we went to that quick break.
All right.
What do you got for us? Come on, man.
All right, well, let me introduce you to our newest Karen. And by the way, at the end of this whole pandemic or whatever, we got to do it like a top 10 Karens, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, yeah, so.
100%. You said the end of the pandemic, right? Okay, do you have a date for that or no?
No, TBA.
Okay.
TBA. Okay. This is Tracy from Texas, and she owns the Texas Tumblers and Gymnastics in Haltom City, Texas, and here she is at a gas station convenience store trying to buy a case of beer.
Is that what you want?
I'm just having you get a mask on.
I don't have a mask.
I don't know what to
say. I don't have a mask. You're not going to sell me this? It's going to take you here, for God's sake. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for it. We have a right in America not to wear a mask. If you don't
there it is.
Juice, we don't have to do this.
Wow.
I was waiting for it to get to that. We don't have to wear a mask. One, right. Another right. One. Boy, the list grows.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Texas I mean, Karen, on. Everyone.
Not as good as the last couple.
No. She was calmer. She was calmer. But I like at the end when she goes, have you watched the news? I don't know. Maybe she's watching a different news network.
Well, that other
than the
one,
rest
right?
of us that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Anyway,
oh God, Woody. What else?
We keep it going with this trend here, guys. Did you see, and this video we're not going to play because the video kind of sucks. The Costco guy from Fort Myers, did you see him wearing his red Running the World Since 1776 t-shirt?
Right. No.
Anyway, basically what happens, the guy's in line to check out, Joe, and an older couple asked him to please put on a mask, and he lost his mind. He went nuts, and he was screaming at them, threatening them. There were pictures that were enlarged, looked like he had a gun strapped to his hip. So, I mean, the whole story is a mess.
And Wild West, yeah.
Yeah, this was at the Fort Myers Costco, and the video got out, and it did not go well for Daniel Maples. The Florida man here, he was an insurance agent. I say was because he was immediately fired from the Ted Todd Insurance Agency. Charlie Todd, who is the CEO of the company, came out and said that the former employee absolutely does not represent our values and no longer works at our agency.
God.
So that was quick. So he's
was it
Ken.
Worth it? Was it really worth it? Was
I just like the fact it? That Gosh. It doesn't take very long now. To identify these dudes or these women, these men, whoever it is, on these videos. And within like an hour on social media, their names were out there. And within 2 hours, they could be fired.
No, this one was quick. This took about 24 hours for this guy to lose his career.
Right.
And the funny part of this is, so the company's website had little bios on all their employees. By the way, someone found a nice picture. They did like a Halloween dress-up thing at their office. And he dressed up as Woody because the whole office did Toy Story.
Right.
Yeah.
So he dressed up as Woody, but on his bio, it listed his likes. So Daniel Maples, the lunatic from that video, liked hot yoga, traveling, cooking, and mentoring others.
Oh, good. Perfect. That's exactly what I want, mentoring someone I know, right.
So if you're looking for a mentor, Daniel Maples.
Well, he's going to have a lot of time to work on a lot of those things right there.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, it'd be good.
And then our final Karen of the day, that was a Ken, that was not a Karen, right? So our final Karen of the day, this one didn't have a video, but a woman went into a Starbucks, San Diego Karen went into a Starbucks and was just furious because they would not serve her because she wouldn't put on a mask, which of course they have signs up, it's against the law, whatever, she didn't care. So she posted a picture of the barista on Facebook and basically ripped the guy and said, this guy wouldn't serve me. I wouldn't put on a mask, whatever. And she thought, oh, all right, I'll throw this guy on Facebook and try to shame him, right? Well, it kind of backfired because someone started a GoFundMe page and the barista is now taking in over $105,000.
Wow. Really? Wow.
The guy's name is Lennon Gutierrez. And, you know, again, a barista at Starbucks, and he has now taken in $105,000 plus on over almost 8,000 donations that have come in.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Take that, Karen.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
So she thought she was saving the world and her freedom.
She really thought
that,
everybody was all on that mask. Yeah, right, you're right. We're with you on that no mask. Spread it. Jeez. God, Woody.
Want to get back to some sports here?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, quick little zinger from DeAndre Hopkins here. DeAndre Hopkins went on Twitter and commented on the Patrick Mahomes contract. He said, 24 reasons why Mahomes deserves that. Zero doubts he will win more Super Bowls. Do you guys get the zinger?
Yeah, of course we do.
Houston, of course, up 24-0 in the playoff game against Kansas City.
God.
Oh,
old shot. Nice shot there.
That wasn't going. Right. Yeah, that was. I still can't believe he has that much control. There's two things in the NFL that I don't get: Adam Gase's power and Coach O'Brien's power in with the Texans. I honestly, it's not a shot at either guy. I just don't know how you get that much power with ownership. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Joe, I hate to interrupt you, but I got a big stack of stuff to get through here, so we got to keep
ahead,
moving.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Did you guys by any chance see the pictures that popped up of the NBA's food inside of the bubble? It looks similar to the MLS food, and this is kind of a head-scratcher to me because Disney, especially at those nice hotels, has really good food. Like, isn't that one of the things like they're known for?
Yes, 100%.
You always eat well when you're at Disney, right?
Right, right. It's expensive,
so
but it's good. Right,
basically, some of the players posted pictures looked like airplane food or something.
Looked like Fire Festival. That's what it looked
like. Yeah, not the airplane food you eat, Joe. The airplane food that normal people eat.
Listen, right, normal, man, regular people, right.
I don't think they have great food. Like, I get up and stay in those things, and they get the you guys are being real nice on their food.
You talking about Disney?
Yes.
I mean, it's better than what they gave to the players. They gave them, like, wrapped up sandwiches and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
You want a baseball story here, Joe? You'll like this about an old baseball guy. You know Joe West,
like
the umpire?
Of course. I've met Joe West. He lived in Weston for a long time.
So apparently he's not very well liked in Major League Baseball. And they offered him, because he's overweight and old, they offered him the opportunity to stay home and still get paid.
Yeah, that's another group of guys. Of my 6-year-old brothers over there, a little overweight, and ain't real happy, from coaches to umpires. Yeah, a little different deal.
Well, Joe said, I've lost 25 pounds over the winter. I'm playing golf every day in the heat. I'm fine. I'm not going to back down now. I don't believe in my heart that all these deaths have been from the coronavirus. I believe it may have contributed to some of the deaths. I'm not going to opt out. I'm going to work. And I'm going to work until you take me off the field or I get hurt.
Yeah. Hmm. I ever tell you about my night, like with Joe West? I had an unbelievable story. So I was with Al Leiter. We were out having beers, and we were at a place out in Weston, and Joe West walked in and came over, and he really is a D-bag. Like, a lot of guys don't like him. He goes, "Hey, Al." He goes, "Hey, your control getting any better? Maybe you get some more calls."
Oh, my God.
And he and Al didn't think it was funny. Al Leiter didn't think it was funny. So you know, he kind of left and took off. And, you know, because Al had a reputation of being wild, so he always felt like he never got the benefit of the doubt on call. So, yeah, so, like, first of all, I didn't even know Joe West lived down here. But, yeah, I don't know if he still does. But for a long time, he lived out here in the Weston Bonaventure area.
He lives in Claremont right now.
Yeah. All right.
Ready for the next one?
I can't believe he said that to Al, though, at a restaurant. Who says that?
It was awesome.
Jeez.
The same guy who says he doesn't believe all the deaths are from coronavirus, Zach.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. Good point. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe something's not right there.
Country
right.
Joe.
We go to LSU for this next one here. And did you see the Tigers national championship rings? I say rings because they got three of them. They were presented in a case. Yeah, you get an SEC championship ring, apparently. You get one from the College Football Playoff Championship, which is provided by the CFP. And you get a national championship ring provided by the school. So three rings all together here for the LSU players.
That is really cool.
I'll take
that. That is awesome. That's nice. That is really cool to hear. Wow.
Congratulations is due to Usain Bolt, who had a daughter. Joe, I know you saw the daughter's name. You were talking about it. The daughter's name is Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Wow. Love it.
That's a cool name. She better be a sprinter, though. Or
she better be fast. Yeah. That'd be one of the fastest female sprinters in the history of Jamaica, which has got great sprinters and always has. Crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.